Channel 3 and PLR have teamed up with Live Nation and a few other companies to get masks out. We're going to do a Tuesday. Bob Stefanowski should be on the line right now. I bet you he's calling the old hotline.
Right. I want to pick up.
He just said no one's answering.
Uh-oh.
If you want to run a state, shouldn't you be able to, like...
He's weeding out the old stuff first before he gets the new stuff.
Call... Jesus.
Right. Lane's been busy, you know.
He has been.
Doing things.
A lot of masks he had to hand out.
Exactly right.
There's a lot going on in his
life. There's one thing you forget to do, like update your phone numbers.
I sent them the new number yesterday.
Right. I'm so busy and get the text.
No answer on hotline. Yeah, call this new one that I sent you yesterday at 11:50.
Use this one, sir.
That's the one.
Right.
All right. Since the governor's ordering, the governor is saying, if you guys don't get it together, we're going to require face masks.
Yeah, mandated. Right? Yes.
We're kind of suggesting it now.
Right.
You know,
strongly encouraged.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Put the masks on, damn it.
Yeah. So everybody's looking for face masks.
Yep.
We had folks calling up in the 6 o'clock hour. Need face masks. And now you can get them.
See?
Tuesday, April 28th, Channel 3, holding a Three Cares event, Masks for Connecticut, 99.1 PLR, Channel 3. The Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven will be giving away free masks from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Xfinity Theater in Hartford.
Wow.
If you are around and you need masks, you can drive through. They'll put it in your trunk. Volunteers will drop a bag, 5 surgical masks inside your vehicle.
See? Nice and easy. No contact, nothing.
All you have to do is drive through, pop your trunk, and done.
Away you go.
I'm sure there's more information at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. He's saying still no answer. Did I send him the wrong... Oh.
Why is my phone ringing?
You know, everybody's stressed out. We got a lot going on.
Hey, look, it's Bob.
How did that happen?
Why is Bob calling me? These things happen. Been busy. He's been busy. Things are discombobulated. You know, things happen.
Some guy picked up, asked if I needed a new muffler. I don't know what's going on.
What's up with that? Yeah.
My car's fine.
Although it is kind of noisy.
There he is.
Ta-da.
Yeah. All right.
Found him.
So clearly, I would not be running the state.
Be co-running.
All right. Okay, that was my fault. Hello.
Good morning.
We were testing you. You passed.
There was no answer.
Yeah, I sent you the wrong hotline number. I sent you the old one.
It happens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have known.
Why are you sorry?
Because he's a nice guy.
Yeah, that was my fault.
No problem.
All right. So what's happening? By the way, you and Amy, how many masks have you personally purchased and handed out so far?
Well, one small correction. It's been a bunch of donors. It's been the Greater Federation, the Federation of Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven. But the answer is over 800,000 masks to police, fire, nurses. Every of these people were going out in this environment without any mask whatsoever. And through your donors, through a bunch of volunteers, we've gotten over 800,000 masks out there in 2 weeks.
See what he just did there?
Wow.
This all started with him and Amy personally purchasing masks. And he told me on the air, I don't want you to talk about it on the air. Someone, I think George Colley, someone leaked it. Everyone reported on it. But you were buying these yourself for a while.
Yeah, the first couple hundred thousand, as if you remember, no one could find them. Everybody's saying, well, we got to go to China. We picked up the phone. We called a guy down in New Jersey. Pat Sasser and I got in my truck. We drove down there.
The pickup truck
them.
From your commercial?
Yeah, well, actually, we used Pat's truck. It is a real truck.
Okay.
He can fit, he can fit stuff, but... And we brought them back, Chaz, and the stories that you heard, nurses using the same mask, a disposable mask, putting it in a paper bag at night, hanging it on the wall, and then using it again the next day. And we brought these back, and we had 100,000. We thought they were going to last a week. They lasted a day. So we went down the next day. We got more, and I was trying to keep it quiet because I didn't want to make it partisan. And then the New Haven Register broke the story.
It does, you know, some people are going to think, oh, he's doing this because he wants to run for governor again and whatever. But you don't put that much money out for masks if you're just trying to get in the paper. It's easy to get in the news, right? You could just do it once and get in the news. You tried to keep it quiet.
Yeah, we kept it going for a week, and then a reporter got it. So at that point, we said, let's come public. Let's use my network. Let's set up a federation and make it tax-deductible to donate. And it's really, really taken off. And just some of the stories, when you drop these masks off, what we're putting our fire and our nurses through, it's just unacceptable. So we've been glad to be able to fill the gap.
Now, this thing on Tuesday at Xfinity, run through that for us.
So our focus is absolutely going to be first responders. That's they're on the front line. But you know that Governor Lamont has now mandated that everybody wear a mask. So we're going to do an event up on Tuesday where we're going to bring 50,000 masks, and people, the general public, can come.
50,000?
And you get 5 masks for free.
All right. And
then we're hoping to do one in New Haven as well, if this one goes well, Jess.
Excellent.
All right. What would make it not go well?
I don't know. We run out? I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. So, but that would be
we're going to have a ton of masks. And the way we do it is you drive up, you open up your trunk, or you open up the back window of your car, and they're in a plastic bag, so there's no, you know, contact whatsoever. We drop them in, and you drive off, and you got clean masks that you can wear outside and keep yourself protected.
Okay, so Pratt & Whitney, United Concrete Products, both jumped in to help, right?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of corporate sponsors coming in. PLR has been amazing. FSB was the one who called us because they were getting hundreds of questions from people. The masks are now mandated. Where do I get one?
Right.
And there's a shortage out there. And, you know, for $3-4 a mask, some people can't really afford that kind of money right now. Mm-hmm. But, again, I do want to emphasize our first emphasis is going to stay on first responders. It's the police, the fire, and, you know, we're trying to help everybody.
Okay. So, but you're not going to turn anyone away Tuesday, but what you want to do is make sure it gets into the hands of first responders, correct?
We're going to continue the old program, which is getting them to first responders. We delivered about 20,000 yesterday to police, fire, prisons, people like that.
Wow.
And then this is an add-on where we can do people that can't get them, you know, individuals. But first responders are the front line, and they're keeping it out of our communities, and that's kind of the head of this, and we're going to stay laser-focused on that.
All right, and then Tuesday, anybody can come. But you're you're encouraging first responders.
First responders, you know, we get calls from elderly people that can't get them. Some people don't know how to make their own mask at home. So first responders is a priority, but we're now broadening it to other people that may need them.
Bob Stefanowski's on the phone. Him and Amy Stefanowski started personally purchasing masks, and then this thing just took off, and now people are donating and contributing. Now, if we want to donate to this cause to help you purchase more masks, where do we go?
Yeah, it's masks4ct.org. Pretty simple. Masks4ct.org.
Okay. We'll link up at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. 99.1 PLR and Channel 3, along with the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven, very excited to be handing out masks for free Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Xfinity Theater in Hartford. And we'll send someone there to phone in, and we hope to talk to you Tuesday. And will Amy be there?
Oh, of course. She's in charge of logistics. She's got the bags, and we're packing them up this weekend. But I also want to thank the tribe. We've gotten great donations. We got over 135 volunteers handing out these masks. Some of those people are in the tribe. So, as usual, your audience has stepped right up.
They're great. They're the greatest ever. So, Bob, thanks for what you're doing, and we'll talk to you Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Bob Stefanowski. I love that guy. I have him in my phone as Governor Stefanowski, because before the election, I was just visualizing that. And a whole different. Yeah, oops is right. Oops is right. I woke up in the morning. I'm like, damn, he's ahead by 10,000. I was like, ew. I took a fast turn. Still, he's a great citizen. His wife's a great citizen, great family. And we're proud to team up with him and Channel 3 and Xfinity and corporate sponsors to bring free mass to folks Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 1 at Xfinity in Hartford. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We just announced on the show in the last break that we will be with Channel 3 and the Stefanowskis handing out free masks Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 1 at Xfinity Theater. And they're free. And you don't have to come in contact with anyone. There'll be volunteers there. They'll drop them in your trunk. And so now that we all have to wear masks in public, this will be a good thing for us to get out there for you. And Jimmy Coplick will be on at 8 to talk about it. We want to thank Live Nation for getting involved as well. Another big announcement yesterday was, do you know what SEAC is?
SEAC.
Yeah, it's the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. Yes. Right? This handles all school sports and stuff.
Right.
Glenn Lungarini is on the show now to talk about what he announced yesterday. Then I have some follow-ups. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you again.
Morning. Oh, I wanted you to announce yesterday's announcement here. I saw that. I'm like, darn it! Damn you, Glenn!
Well, you know, we have certainly it was interesting decisions for us to consider. I think we're doing, you know, the right thing again, really putting the kids at the center of this.
So let's go through what was announced yesterday and then what's to come.
Absolutely. So yesterday we announced that we will not hold our spring sport championships. So our state tournaments will not be held, but we have not canceled the spring sports season yet. What we are still hopeful for is that there will be an opportunity with kids within individual schools or leagues to be able to come together and have some sort of spring sport experience.
So there would potentially be spring sports, but no tournaments.
Correct. The reason for us not having the tournaments at this point, bringing student athletes back to play, we need to maximize the time that they have together, the opportunities that they have. And more so than any individual championship, it's that team time and the time in practice, the time, just competing together that our kids are really missing out on. So any experience we give kids will be to maximize playing opportunities and not engage them in a tournament that eliminates them from play.
Okay. Is there any way that you can work independently of the governor, or you're pretty much at the mercy of what the state does in terms of opening schools, not opening schools?
We're education-based with our sport experiences. So it's an important aspect of what we do at CIAC. And, you know, really our experiences are an extension of school curriculums and core values. So if schools are closed for the remainder of the year and curriculum will not be taking place on campus or at school facilities, then we would cancel spring sport experiences at that point. Essentially, if facilities aren't open, we can't go on their facilities to play.
And let's talk about, because we had the governor on and he didn't want to say, but a lot would have to happen for schools to resume, right? I mean, a lot.
I think a lot would have to happen in terms of understanding where we are with cases, where we are with testing, the availability of testing. There's a lot of unanswered questions with that.
Yeah. So the governor was saying it would have to be 4 weeks of decline in cases. And then if you think about 4 weeks from right now, I think the timing puts us out.
Not
right?
much left.
So
yeah.
I know you can't announce that there's not going to be spring sports, but you're, you know, based on the information in front of us now, on a 10 scale of likely and zero is unlikely, where would you put that now?
We're certainly beyond five. You know, we're probably up in the, you know, in the seven, eight, nine range.
So seven, eight. So you're saying 10 is unlikely.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, we're being realistic, and I'd say our kids are as well. I had a great letter from a student athlete sent to me yesterday. And Jake, if you're listening, thanks for the letter. But he expressed in his letter and said, thank you, because you know, they realize that it's very slim that we'll be back out there to play. But they appreciate that the CIAC isn't giving up on kids, and we're going to give every opportunity we can to play, even if it's one game, 1 week.
Something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So not a lot of flack from the kids, basically.
No, I think it's the opposite. No. I think parents and coaches have been real frustrated, right?
You know, even I think our coaches appreciate this. Listen, you know, coaches coach high school sports because they love the kids and they love the game that they're coaching. So, you know, I think that they would grab any opportunity they could to be face-to-face with their kids again. I think they miss that as much as anybody. So, you know, I think they appreciate that. You know, for the, you know, there's some parents and some people there who think we're giving kids false hope. I think you need to give kids a little bit more credit for their understanding of things and where we are, but also giving them that, you know, that hope if it exists. And, you know, so until we have a definitive decision from the governor's office, we're not going to cancel.
Right. So you're just waiting for them to make a decision, because you can't act on your own. You can't say, well, we're going to have school sports, and then school says, well, we're not opening, right, because we have a zillion cases and it's not getting better. I mean, you're at the mercy of their decision, right?
Yeah. You know, we certainly can make our decision independently. We did that in the winter. You know, I'll tell you, when you look back on things, it's obvious that the CIEC got things right in the winter. And we kind of blazed the trail and made it easier for everybody else, and including the state, to take the measures they did with social distancing, because we were the first to do it.
What was the reaction from parents and students when you canceled the winter?
We had about 500 people at our office protesting, some that threw eggs at our building and and water bottles and Gatorade bottles. And
that's tough.
But, you know, we proved in that case that we're going to look at all the information that we have. We're going to make the best decision in the interest of kids. And it was evident at that time that it was our responsibility to do the most we can in terms of social distancing. And that proved to be the standard that the rest of the state and really the rest of the country ended up taking with athletics. You know, we still aren't playing athletics right now. And, you know, CIAC was the first to see that and act on that and have the courage to do that. So, you know, and we're doing the same thing here. Is the easy decision for us would be to cancel.
Right.
You know, but we're not interested in just taking the easy way out. We're looking at what's best for kids. And right now, there hasn't been enough shared with us to know what the criteria would be for reopening. So until we have that information and know that, if there is a chance available, we're going to give that chance to our kids.
The governor kind of alluded to a May 20th, you know, a decision by May 20th. Do you think we'll have one before then?
I'm hopeful that we will, and I think that we will. You know, I think both he and the and Commissioner Cardona from the State Department of Education, who has just been outstanding through this whole thing. He's, I don't think anybody could handle things any better than he is. You know, I think when they made that announcement, they both alluded that May 20th would be the latest that we would hear. But so, you know, with that, I do believe that we'd hear probably sooner than that about what the status of schools will be.
Well, thank you for coming on. And the next announcement you have, keep us in mind. Use us as your megaphone.
I appreciate that, guys. No, thanks for your consistency through this and being on air for us. We really appreciate it.
We appreciate your position. Not an easy one right now. Glenn Longarini, Executive Director of the Connecticut Association of Schools and the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference. Man, that's a long business card. Thanks for coming on.
Take care, guys. Thank you.
All right, we're waiting for Scott Haney.
Scott!
What the hell's going on here?
What's up with him?
We're rocking until... You know what? We need... You guys should call in, because this guest thing is just not working out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I send out the wrong hotline number, and then Scott. Oh, here he is.
See, there you go.
Scott Haney, Channel 3.
Calling, yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
No, Phil's supposed to call me on my cell phone, and then I tell him to call me on my landline.
He's shaking his head no.
Can we just do one number?
No, that is the truth. I don't. We can do my cell phone, absolutely.
That's
where we are now.
There's a system.
Well, we're very happy to have you on.
Yes, you and Dash.
Yes, but it's all Phil's fault. It's all Phil's fault.
It always is.
I'm going to write that down.
Sorry about that.
Very good. Write that down. So how are you guys?
We're good. We're hanging in there, and we're very excited to team up with Channel 3 and Live Nation to hand out some masks.
Are you guys going to be there in the morning?
We will not be there, but we're sending someone to be there to do, you know, what they call drops.
A representative. Yeah.
Are you sending a representative? Yes, I'm going to be there all morning.
Nice.
Well, we're starting at 7.
Yeah, but I'm going to be there from 4:30 on.
Right.
You're coming out of quarantine?
Yes, I'm coming. They're actually letting me out of my house to go and do this story. I'm very excited. You don't know how excited I am.
Seriously, I can see from here. Do you have a mask to put on?
Of course I have a mask.
Is it something special?
And if not, I can get
there'll be 50,000 masks there. So if he can't find one, that would be weird.
I thought we had like a special one, like a cloud or something.
Oh, my
you know?
God. This is very exciting.
Do you know I got to let
Scott's coming out.
I'm coming out. I've got a mask show. I want to let you know.
Wow, this will be your first broadcast out of the house since when?
Right.
Oh, my God. 6 weeks, seven, and even longer.
Wow.
Even longer.
Yeah. But the main question is, will you see your shadow?
Yes, exactly. Then I'm going to go back into my house to hiding.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we're very excited to do this, you know, because a lot of people are writing in. I can't afford a mask. I can't find a mask. I don't know where to locate them.
Yeah.
So we're going to be giving away 50,000 masks. All you have to do is literally drive up, open up your trunk, pop open your trunk. We stick 5 masks in your car, and you drive away. And that's as simple as that. So we're very excited to do this. Yeah, it's going to be so easy. Easy peasy.
It can't be so simple. I mean, it's easy.
It's that simple. Yep. Trust me. Go to the Xfinity Theater in Hartford. It's right by the BMW dealership, New Country BMW.
Right.
And that's where you go. You're going to drive in. We'll have it all organized. The Hartford police are donating their time. And we're going to have it all organized. You're going to drive in. You're going to get your masks. And then you're going to get to go. I just think it's so comforting to have a mask. Like, you see everybody out there wearing them. And then there's a couple of people out there without the mask. They're like, I don't know where to get one. So we're going to be giving them to you.
I feel like I'm in danger if I go somewhere without the mask on.
You feel uncomfortable with those people.
Me too. You know, what's so funny is I'm walking around. I went to Big Y yesterday just to do my weekly fruit shopping. And everybody had a mask on. I was like, wow, this is America. And we're all wearing masks. Isn't it like... You know, we saw it in China with the pollution.
Yeah.
Like prior to COVID-19, you know, you see people in China wearing masks all the time. You're like, oh, how weird is that? And now it's just a norm. Like nobody even thinks twice about it. It's just become the norm to wear a mask.
Like what's fashionable.
And our norm keeps changing.
Yeah.
That's what's uncomfortable. And we keep hoping that it gets back to the other norm.
Yeah.
That we remember.
So that's a norm, yes.
Yeah.
The normal.
Yeah.
Has it been discussed to get you back in the building at some point, or you're just...
You know, they have come up with a new studio. They don't want anybody... they don't want two people in the same studio at any time. They want to practice the social distancing. So what they've done is they've gone ahead and they built a brand new studio in one of our bays, in one of the garages where they keep the trucks.
Oh, yeah.
And they put a green screen in there. They've got an anchor desk in there. They got a whole... it's called the DR, the Disaster Relief Studio. And in case something or somebody gets infected in the building, we still can go operational and live from the building, just not in the area where somebody might, you know, have gotten infected. Luckily, we're blessed. No one has been infected so far.
Yeah.
So we're talking about some really good precautions. But I can go live from that studio at any time. So whether or not they choose to move me back into the studio remains to be seen. But I would love to get back in the building. But you have to wear a face mask if you're in the building. Like if you're interacting with other people, to wear a face mask.
I think I know why they're doing that, keeping you in the you know, in the box called your house. Because if you got sick, well, the morning show would be, you know, all due respect to everybody, but I mean that morning show is built around you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
And I want to keep you in a bubble. Right. You know what? You're like a, you're like the hamster in the ball.
Exactly.
I'm the hamster in the ball. Yes. And I wish I had a wheel.
Yep. Well, the ball is like a wheel, so you're good there.
Yeah.
I need some exercise.
Need some cardio.
God knows I'm gaining weight.
Oh, how much now?
198.
198. Oof. What are you normally?
But you're 6 feet, right?
Yeah,
I'm 6 feet, but I was down to 183 two, three months ago.
Okay.
That's all right.
Right.
So I put it back on. You know what? I got to eat. That's the only thing I look forward to during the day.
That's all there is now.
You
is eating.
You have more lap for Dash
food,
now.
Food and booze and Dash, my cat.
Yep.
That's it.
There is a lot of booze on.
Yes,
a lot of booze.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A lot of booze going on.
A lot of booze.
There was a traffic jam to the package store the other day.
So what's the weekend weather looking like?
All right, today it's like an Oreo cookie where the chocolate wafers are soggy. Mm. You ever eat an Oreo cookie with it? And the creamy inside is delicious.
Right.
Friday, not good. Today, not good. Saturday, tomorrow, beautiful.
Nice.
Mostly sunny, 63. And then Sunday, we're talking about more rain moving in, especially late morning into the afternoon. It's going to be another soggy day on Sunday.
Oh,
so we're talking about
Oreo, right?
Soggy cookie.
You got it. So like the middle is nice and beautiful, but the ends, unfortunately, are a little soggy this time around. Friday and Sunday not looking too particularly good.
All right. So
exactly.
We're looking to see you Tuesday. We won't personally see you, but Scott's
coming
out of
his box. I wish
one of
you were coming. That would be awesome.
All right, so Tuesday, Xfinity Theater, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're handing out masks with Channel 3 and Live Nation and some generous corporate sponsors like Pratt & Whitney. So, all right, Scott, we'll talk to you Tuesday morning.
Okay, I'll be there. Right. God
be
bless.
Be safe.
Have a great weekend.
Jazz and AJ News.
All right, Jimmy Copley's going to come on and talk about free masks at Xfinity on Tuesday. First, real quick, Tim in North Haven.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, listen, I'm going to say this without swearing because it's not really that upset, but I have a heating and air conditioning company.
Got to talk into your mouthpiece.
We're out there every day, and we wear our masks, we wear our gloves when we're in somebody's house. But these people got to call and saying, hey, don't worry about the masks, don't do this, don't do that. Would they want 4 construction workers in their house with no gloves and no masks on walking around, coughing and spitting and hacking all over the counters and their wife?
So you're upset because people are saying, don't wear masks, this is useless, get back to work.
You're going to go, you want somebody in your house that doesn't have a mask on right now?
No.
I don't.
No.
No. Or gloves walking around? Hey, how about, can I use your bathroom? Come on.
It's a...
These freaking people dying left and right.
We're in that tough spot now where the people who have not been working are really under a lot of stress and strain, and we're not quite out of the medical part of it yet. So we're in that middle ground that this is the tough spot.
Hey, I understand that, but there's a lot of food banks, there's unemployment, you know, there's all kinds of other places to get help from too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm working and I can understand where they're coming from too, but we still got to be safe.
Yeah.
Can't walk around without a freaking mask on.
No, I know. All right, Tim. Thank you, brother.
Thanks,
appreciate
guys.
It. All right.
Yep.
Tim's clearly upset. Hey, Jimmy, we were talking a little bit about this yesterday.
Yeah, we did. We did talk about it yesterday.
Yeah. It's we're in that tough spot now where the folks who aren't working are afraid that they're not going to be able to make ends meet or put food on the table. And then you have the other folks who are frontline saying, man, we are not ready to take another wave of people yet. So
well, you know, we're not working, you know, my whole company's not working. And so we feel it as much as anybody feels it. And but I think the quicker we end it, the quicker we go back to work. And the way to end it is just as your friend just mentioned before, which is wear masks, protect yourself. Don't give it to anybody. Make sure you don't get it. Let's end this crazy, bizarre time we're in. But if you think it's like normal times, you're wrong. I mean, it's just not normal times, and let's end it. None of my people are working. None of my company is working. We're all at home. We're all worried about our jobs, just like everybody else. And I think the quicker we encapsulate this period of craziness instead of stretching it out, the better off we are.
And this is a good time to talk about if you need a mask, you can get one.
You can get five.
For free.
You got it. And all you need to do is go up to Xfinity next Tuesday.
Tuesday, 7 a.m. to 1, PLR, the Fox, and Channel 3, proud to team up with Live Nation and the Stefanowskis and some generous sponsors and contributors to hand out these free masks. I think 50,000 masks.
Nice.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to help.
Yeah.
Yeah, big deal.
Now, are you sending some of your folks there to volunteer, or how does this work?
Yeah, we'll have we'll be there. I won't be there myself, but we'll be there. Last parking will be there. They'll set up cones for everybody. So if there's a line, which I imagine there'll be a line of cars, nobody needs to get out of a car. Just drive into the parking lot, open the window. We will hand you a bag with five masks in it, and you can leave. It's going to be that simple. The Hartford Police are going to be there. They've donated their time. Last parking has donated their time.
That's great.
Channel 3 has. Connoisseur, your media company, which is always wonderful, has, and my people are. Everybody's going to donate their time to try to make Connecticut a little more healthy and get us all back to work again.
This is fantastic. I didn't realize all of these Laz and Hartford Police and everyone's donating their time, Live Nation staff.
It's amazing.
And like you said, Jimmy, you don't have to get out of your car. And if you're really paranoid, which some folks are, and rightfully so, you can pop your trunk. And not even have a window open near anyone, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And I want to also say, this is nothing, this disease is not political. It only doesn't hit Republicans. It doesn't only hit Democrats. It hits people.
Yep, doesn't
just. So we should always take politics out of this. And people that like the president or don't like the president, it doesn't matter right now. Right now we have to worry about ourselves. And this type of thing that we're doing, the team that we've put together to hand out the masks are Republicans and Democrats. But we care for the humans, we care for the people, and that's what we're working for.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that. Any news from the last 24 hours regarding concerts?
Well, we all know the Dead and Company postponed their tour to 2021. Well, most people do. I shouldn't say everybody does. So they moved their tour. We're working on getting new dates for them right now, and hopefully we can bring them into Connecticut. But other than that, nothing else new right now.
Okay, and Bon Jovi canceled, not postponed their tour.
Bon Jovi canceled, yes. Bon Jovi refunds are available for Bon Jovi if you bought Bon Jovi tickets. And refunds will be available for Dead & Company if you bought Dead tickets. So Lappy will get his money back for the Saratoga show.
Has he missed one? I don't think so.
I was actually thinking of talking to Ticketmaster and asking him just to hold his money.
That's great. That's great. Oh, wait, Mike Lapatino, I see you're on this list of no refunds available.
Oh,
that'd be funny. All right, Jimmy, thanks for what you guys are doing at Xfinity, and thanks to all of Live Nation and, of course, the Hartford Police, Laz, and the Stefanowskis and the Jewish Federation of Greater New Haven and everyone who's involved in this free mask, all the donors. And we're very proud to be part of it. Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., 50,000 masks handed out for free at Xfinity. More information at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Jimmy Koplik, thank you, brother.
You got it, guys. Thank you. Speak to you next Thursday.
Yes, looking forward to it. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Highlights from the NFL draft so far and what to expect this weekend. NFL agent Joe Linta on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good, thanks. So let's start with the broadcast.
Well, I don't know how much of it you guys watched, but it was you give them an A for effort, but a D plus for content.
Glitchy would be my one word. Glitchy.
Glitchy, yeah, longer than normal.
Deal. It was a tough deal. I was reading some of the reviews this morning. One person said the commissioner had a chance to look personable, but instead he looked every bit as wooden as the cabinets behind him.
Oh, that's funny.
So they tried. I mean, one of the big shots from ESPN texted me last night and said, this looks like a silent movie with color analysts, covering it. And, you know, but if you're a football geek, it was fine. You got to see who was picking and what was going on. But I thought they really tried hard, and the guy that was, whoever directed it, the people that directed it, thought they did a phenomenal job of going to graphics, going back to, I mean, like I said, it was like a bingo caller, and you have to make excitement out of a bingo calling. And they did it. I thought they did a decent job of that. I really did.
Hmm. Three networks.
Yeah, they were. That was an all hands on deck for the ratings and advertisement, that type of thing. And I was shocked that they put it on ABC, but they did. ABC, ESPN, and NFL Network.
It didn't seem that like important to put on. You know, I don't know what they normally have on with The Bachelor. Yeah, maybe it was more way more important.
Well, being a football guy, I agree with you, even though I'm a football guy, but that was a little bit too much. But it was a ratings grab, and people are, you know, as I said, as horrible as things are out there, it was a diversion for a lot of people to just have something to look forward to and watch and a couple hours of forget about, you know, everything else that's going on. I think that was the main premise of it.
So let's start with the Giants.
They picked, as I thought they would, they picked an offensive tackle. They just didn't pick the one that a lot of people thought they were. They picked a guy named Andrew Thomas out of Georgia who's going to step right in and play right away. Really good player, and can't go wrong with these guys. He can play both sides. They need that. It's not sexy for people that are football fans, but it's a good pick for their team.
And who did everyone think they were going to pick?
It was just one of the other tackles. There were basically four offensive linemen that were going to go in.
So behind the scenes, when that happens, does everyone go bananas on the phone and then they start like changing their pick because now this guy's available? They didn't think he was going to be available.
Yes, to some extent, but in that it was like within that group of tackles. So like people thought the Giants were going to pick one of the other guys. So maybe. The second team had their eyes on this guy, and now they readjusted. So, yeah, you had to do a little thinking on the fly if you were picking one of those tackles, and they all went in the first 11 or 12 picks.
So now you've been behind the scenes, last night and this weekend. Does your phone start going off the hook if so how does it work? So do you talk to the team and say, are you going to pick my guy? And do they tell you yeah, or do they leave it open? Did they say they're leaning towards? How does that work?
Well, we didn't have anybody in the first round this year. We did last year. And last year, my experience was in the days leading up, a lot of the GMs that I know would call me and say, where do you think Darnell's going to be? We had a kid from Maryland. It was the Packers' first-round pick. And, where do you think he's going to go? And they try to, they trust me a little bit. So you give them a little bit of insight. Hey, I think he's going to be in the 20s. Blah, blah, blah. And then they just act accordingly off of that. But then, maybe 5 minutes, hey, Joe, get ready. We're taking your guy. If it's somebody that I do business with a lot.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And then have you been in a situation where you thought your guy was going to get taken by a certain team and then that team picked someone else?
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. As I said, I didn't have anybody last night. But tonight and tomorrow, if I have a nickel for every time I say, oh, my God, I can't believe it, I would be rich. It's just they're going to pick guys that you never thought, and you hope they pick your guys.
You got to still be rich off that Joe Flacco deal. Come on. That money will be passed down to your grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was a good oh, my God.
That was a good one. I love how that season is a movie to me.
That was a lot of nickels.
And then the GM, the Giants GM, with a mask on?
Well, as your callers have said, how important it is, and it is, but what I couldn't figure out is they're showing him on TV. He's sitting in the basement or in his house somewhere by himself,
right,
doing his thing. And then after the pick, they pan back to him a few minutes later, and it shows him struggling to put on a mask. And I'm like, did it like hit him like, hey, maybe this is good for optics to show everyone that I care? Or I just, or maybe he thought the pick stunk and he just had to cover his nose. I don't know.
Not the strangest thing that got caught on camera last night. Did you see the Vrabel household?
I talked to Mike twice yesterday, and I'm going to give him another call today.
Someone thinks there might have been someone on the toilet in the background of his shot. So he's got this shot.
Who is he?
Mike Vrabel's the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. And he's got, you can see there are people there. It looks like his kids or whatever. And then in the background, someone on Twitter got a screenshot. And it looks like there's someone sitting down, and they're not wearing anything on their legs. Their knees are bare. You can't see anything, but they're like, did we get, like, a weird reflection shot of someone sitting in the toilet in the
Vrabel house? That's what someone thought of the pick.
Well, he's, well, I was enamored with the guy, to, the kid or whoever it was that was behind him about 4 or 5 feet dressed like a superhero.
Not that, even the weirdest part of the picture.
Yeah, I missed that. I got to check that out on Twitter. But Mike's a quirky guy. He's a really good guy. He's a friend of mine. I really like him a lot. I have to talk to him today about something else, and I'm going to get to the bottom of that one.
What is that? What is that something else?
I'll let you know the skinny.
What is that something else you're going to talk to him about?
Well, we have a few guys that he's interested in. So.
Oh, very good. Jets.
They picked the world's largest man, I think. This kid is Mekhi Becton. He's from Louisville. He's 6'7 and a half, about 364. And there's a big article about him in the papers in the last week or two. And he was quoted as saying, "I like to eat," in the understatement of the year. So he's a really good player. He's just huge, and he ran a 5.140 in the combine, which is extremely fast for a guy that big. So,
wow.
Big guy who can move.
Yeah. And he's really good on tape. That was a good pick for the Jets, I thought. He probably has the best upside of all those offensive linemen going into the draft.
We're going to get to that in a second, Phil. Patriots?
Patriots, not unlike them, traded back because they probably had a bunch of guys that they thought were good enough to be picked at 23, so they traded back. They got a couple more picks. They actually have 13 picks between today and tomorrow. So people would say, wow, that's too much, but they're actually short on the roster right now. They only have about 60 guys on the roster, and you go to camp to 90, so they'll make good use of these picks, and they might package a few of them to move back up if they see a guy they like. But they have a lot of firepower today and tomorrow.
So when that happened, are you scratching your head? Like, why would they do that? Or did you say that's typical Belichick? What was your thought?
Yeah, he just gets to a point where it's like there's nobody here that's, you know, some people thought they were going to take that quarterback that the, excuse me, that the Packers took, but I didn't think so. So they're going to move back. And no, it didn't surprise me at all. And they're really trying to add a lot of players to the roster now because, as I said, the roster's short now. So they need, you know, good players are ones that they deem good right now in the draft.
And then the Packers.
Yeah, that was probably a shocker the night they picked what people are saying is the heir apparent to Aaron Rodgers. And I disagreed with that because their backup right now is actually a local kid named Tim Boyle, who I'm a big fan of. Tim's has a cannon for an arm. He's a really good player. And I was really shocked that they did that because I thought, you know, Tim's outstanding player. And but, you know, everybody likes different things. So, but that was – and they actually moved up to get him. So they must have really identified him. But I imagine Aaron Rodgers isn't the happiest guy in the world right now.
Right. What does that mean for him?
Yeah, because it wasn't just a pick moving up to get him. Like, it says so much.
How's he getting along with everyone there? Apparently not good.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
Oh, you know, I think he's at this point in his career, he just says it speaks his mind. But point is, he doesn't look like he's declining to me. I mean, this isn't, you know, Tom Brady at 43. This is Aaron Rodgers at 36, who's still probably 95% as athletic as he was, you know, 10 years ago. So that was a little bit of a head scratcher to me. Mm. But
now, when that happens, will they potentially trade that quarterback to somebody else for some other pick that they think down the line they wouldn't have gotten?
Well, they keep three quarterbacks, and like I said, I just thought, excuse me, my opinion was Tim was outstanding, and I thought he might become the heir apparent. But, you know, again, the guy that was the coach 2 years ago is not the same guy now. They have a different coach. So, you know, again, personalities differ. It's like two people looking at the same person and saying that's pretty, that's not. You know, it's just two different opinions on the same thing.
NFL agent Joe Linta on. What should we look for this weekend? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think, you know, the Patriots are going to have to take a quarterback somewhere. You can look for that to happen probably tonight in the third round. I think there's a kid from Georgia named Jake Fromm who's very good. He's an intelligent kid. One thing, the reason I didn't think Belichick was going to take the kid that the Packers took is because he threw 17 interceptions this year. And Bill does not like guys who keep both teams in the game. He wants guys that manage the game, don't make mistakes. So I think they're going to look for a guy who's doesn't make a lot of mistakes, really intelligent, and a prom kid from Georgia. There's another kid from Washington named Eason. So one of those third-round type of quarterbacks they'll take. They're going to stalk the defense quite a bit. Jets, are going to take wide receiver tonight, one or two. There's a lot of wide receivers, the deepest receivers group in years. You know, so you can look for that. And the Giants are going to get some defense tonight.
All right. Joe, thanks for coming on. We'll be watching. And I'd love to have a camera set up at your house and see what's going on over there.
Well, not last night, but tomorrow you will. It's like the commodities pits in New York. Because we get a lot of guys that are kind of like that. And last round undrafted free agent type guys. And if you have a guy that's not drafted, you might have 8 or 10 teams calling in on the same kid, and you just can't talk to everybody at the same time. So it's fun. It's the Super Bowl for me, so it's exciting.
NFL agent Joe Linton, we'll talk to you Monday. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Jimmy Altman, Fox 61, has an excellent winner of the week.
Mm.
Hey, Jimmy.
What you got?
Chaz and AJ, good morning. I have a bunch. Can I nominate a bunch?
No.
Okay. Well, you said no. Okay. Well, then we're done.
No. Fine. Go ahead.
See you guys. I'd like to nominate the entire team at UConn Health, the nurses, the doctors. And then we did a story on a guy, named Jeff Martindale. And Jeff is the first patient who survived being in the ICU, and he was on a ventilator, guys, for 15 days.
Wow.
He's only 47, and he survived, and he is now, we're happy to report, we had it on Tuesday, he's home. So
that's remarkable. 15 days, it's, when you start getting up in that amount of time period, it becomes less likely that you're going to come off.
I think that the word they used was his situation was dire. And you're right, Chaz. They didn't know if he was going to live or die, but they all worked together and they kicked back and they beat COVID-19.
See?
And they had a little victory celebration for him as he was led out of the ICU and led down the halls of the hospital. And it's really a testament to the hard work that the people on the front lines are doing each day. And we got an opportunity to let him meet, by Zoom, of course, his nurses after the fact.
That's pretty cool.
You know, he didn't even know what they really look like because they're in their PPEs. Mm-hmm. And that was a very nice thing for us to be able to showcase. But he's on the road to recovery now, and it's because of the team at UConn Health. I mean, you live with this every day, Chaz, right? I mean, you probably hear stories like this, but this is tangible evidence that as bad as this has been the past couple of months, that there are these victories that are happening every day. And it was really nice to share.
It's encouraging. It really is.
No question about that.
Yep.
Jimmy, you're reporting on these stories, and now I'm sure you've heard there's this voice getting louder of people saying, let's get back to work.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, having seen, gone to UConn?
The governor said it in one of his press conferences the other day. Yeah, walk down the halls of the hospital and tell me if everybody should be going back to work. There's scientists out there who say no. I mean, if you want to question science, you're allowed to do that here. I mean, you can do that. You're just not right.
Yeah. So
you're dead wrong, actually.
I'm sorry, Chaz. Like, I listened to what you guys are saying before. I get that we're not in a society, and if I speak sort of on a broad scale and we talk about this in a macro way, we're wired, especially in this day and age, to look, we've got our Twitter and we've got our Instagram and we're looking at this and everything happens in a millisecond, right? This virus doesn't, and it doesn't care. And patience is not really one of the things, I certainly don't have it, that we as a society really have. But guess what? Unless you do, we're not going to win.
Yeah.
And speaking on a broad scale, so the answer is, I think you have to listen to what the medical professionals and the scientists are saying. Otherwise, you're really going to lose.
100 years ago, if you look at the chart, we had a spike. It went down, and then it went way back up, and the second wave was what took everybody out. And I think that this is – and I was like, why – what happened? And I think this is what happened. We get to a point where it seems like it's beyond us, and it's like, all right, let's go to the beaches. Let's get this going again. And then, whoof. Yeah. So, all right, Jimmy, that's a great story, man. Thank you, brother. Yep.
Can I nominate one more?
Yes, please.
I'm going to nominate my friend Johnny Cinco. John Esmael is the mask maker extraordinaire. He's 6'7", 275 pounds. He's the athletic director at Hartford Powell Police Athletic League. And he's been working his sewing machine because, you know, they're not working now.
Right.
So he works his sewing machine all day.
Oh, the dude with the beard.
Exactly,
I saw your story.
Right.
Yeah.
The big beard,
big dude,
and
the lumberjack,
big man, soft touch, right? As we said in the story, and he made bow ties because he's like a style guy.
Yeah,
and he's made the pivot, and he's making masks, but he's making masks with style. And Phil, I encourage you to see the Syracuse mask that he made for me. And
I just looked it up. Yeah.
Yes, who knows
it's
if
great.
There are PLR masks that could be made.
That'd be cool.
Right.
Ooh.
Let's get on that.
Yes, please.
Johnny Cinco. It sounds like someone that would be in Goodfellas.
Right.
Yeah, Johnny Cinco. His real name's John Esmael, but we call him either Ish or Johnny Cinco. And he's very well known up around the Hartford, Cromwell, Weathersfield area. He's a legend here. And he's just doing this out of the kindness out of his heart. Every frontline worker who wants one gets it for free.
All right, we'll link up that story to the radio station website. Jimmy, thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Jimmy Altman, Fox 61, you too. Check in with Teresa, our old buddy. Not old, you mean, like longtime friend.
Hey, watch it.
Longtime friend, Teresa Dufour.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Big shout out to the HVAC crew. They deserve some recognition.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree with that, but it's weird when you call it in yourself. Now, he should have said, I know people.
Yeah, he
people.
Let me do it.
Right. To my guys.
Right.
So my
Teresa,
crew.
Teresa will do it. So.
Right.
There you go. But anyway, how are you guys? You hanging in there?
We are.
How about you?
I almost feel guilty that, I hear the calls coming in, man. But it's not good for some folks.
No.
So
it is scary.
Have you been going into News 8 or have you been doing it from the house? How does that work?
I got very lucky and I asked if I could work from home and they gave me a choice. If I wanted to continue to anchor my show, I would have to come into the studio because they're not doing remote anchoring, or I could report from my house. So I thought it was important to keep my family safe. I took a step back, and I'm reporting from my man cave.
Look at that, see?
Your man cave.
That'd be a she shed,
yeah, my husband
it?
Loves it.
It'd be a she shed, wouldn't
guess it?
It
would. Yes, I'm in the she shed,
there
I
you
suppose.
Go, see?
Where did you set up in your house?
We have the man cave, which is over the garage. So our garage is separate. So I walk about 5 feet to the garage, walk upstairs, and that's where we are.
There you go. See?
What's in Brandon's man cave?
Let's see. Well, we have a TV. We have a sectional. We
gotta have a TV.
Right.
Sectional is good. Okay. Oh, a little kitchen.
What kind of memorabilia? Like
little,
old football stuff? And
little
that?
Kitchen.
Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
Pool table?
No pool table. We have a full bar. So if
awesome.
I move my camera just like 2 centimeters, you see all the alcohol. So
nice.
I'm very conscious of staying in frame.
Right.
And then, you know, there's a urinal up here.
Nice.
I don't use it.
Okay.
Urinal.
That's a man cave. That's a man cave.
There's a urinal in the man cave.
Wow.
Usually it's at the window.
Was that there when you bought the house or Brandon put that in?
Yes, yes. No, that was the mastermind of the previous owners.
Well, they thought everything, didn't they?
Well, that truly is a man cave.
So it was a punch bowl first. Yeah.
AJ was asking about memorabilia.
What do we have in here? We have something from Bonnaroo. We have some electric guitars. There's a Mickey Mantle signed thing. What is this Louisville Slugger? I don't know. Final season, Yankee Stadium.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Need to put that.
You are the last person to clean that place out. Don't ever spring clean that. Don't ever. Hon, I have a surprise for you. I cleaned out the man cave. That stupid bat.
Right.
Louisville.
And it ink all over it. And I got rid of it.
There was a sign, baseball from like baby something.
It was so dirty and white. It's nice and white again.
Wow, that really is a man cave. So it's music meets sports.
Sounds nice. And you know, truth be told, we rarely come up here because we're with the kids, but this has been our office.
Can I use it then?
For the last week and a half.
Well,
all right, so you're broadcasting live from the man cave.
I'm not live. Well, I guess at the moment we are, but my show, I'm just doing recordings. I'm doing Skype interviews and turning them into packages.
Gotcha.
Cool.
All right. Package means it's like a 2.5 minute segment where whoever's hosting will say, blah, 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 blah. And now here's Teresa with more on that.
Right.
You got it.
Yeah.
What is fun is that I'm doing the best of recap. So if anybody has good news, send it to me because we're doing, you know, there's a lot of doom and gloom. So we're doing the good things that people are doing. So you can send it to reportit@WTNH.com and I'll get it. So we want to let everyone know that there are good people doing incredible things.
That's very cool. See? Now, I noticed the nightly news. I flip back and forth between you and Channel 3. And I noticed that Darren and Lisa look like they're in the building and Ann is home.
That is an accurate statement.
Okay. Was that Ann's decision to stay home or how is that decided?
That's a good question. I don't really know. I think it was all a personal basis. But, I mean, I put the request in to ask if I could work from home. And truth be told, I'm only a part-time employee, so I think it was a little bit easier for them to accommodate. But they're doing a good job of cleaning the studio and keeping people safe. And I don't really know.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. You turn on the TV and you're like, oh, Ann's home. Look at that. Right. We do the same thing. Yep. We never see Lappy. He's on in the afternoon. You know, you would think we all see each other and hang out in like some DJ lounge or something. Well, we don't see each other. He's broadcasting from home.
He's got a different tie-dye shirt on every day.
Of all of the television setups from home, I found Ann's most unique because she's set up in front of a staircase.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some kind of wooden structure behind her. And I don't know what that is. And it just had me curious.
I don't know. Truth be told, I haven't seen it.
It's a catapult.
But I will get to the bottom of it for you.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
Find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So most people have a green screen or a television with the logo of the television station on it.
Right.
Or they put some, they want books in the background.
Yep. Books and paintings.
Like I saw someone from like a network was on as a guest.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you could tell they went around the house trying to gather up books. And all they had were children's books.
Nice.
There's like orange
kind
and white.
Kind of like what I did.
Yeah, but that was kind of weird if you're single, though.
Is that what you did? What's in the background of your shot?
Let me get over there. I actually moved all the alcohol to the side. And I'll tell you.
It is a row of books. I saw it.
Yeah, to the inside, right?
Actually, you would like this. I have Walt Disney World with Kids 2020.
Oh, there you go.
There. No,
you probably perfect.
Should have told her that.
A dictionary. We got a book by Steve Jobs. And then I have Dr. Mel's Connecticut Climate book, which
Dr. Mel. Yeah. That's cool. That's a good selection.
Yeah.
Everyone's represented.
It sums everything up. Yeah,
that's great.
Yep.
Well, tell Brandon we said hey, and it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, you guys are doing a good thing. You know, right from the start, I know that Phil and Ashley were on vacation. You guys had them broadcast from home. And just right from the beginning, you guys had relevant guests. It was comforting to see you guys working right through this. So thank you.
Well, you know, I was texting someone in sales this week that we're all in it together. And it sounds like a stupid slogan, but it is true.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're all working through it together. So, all right. Thank you, Teresa. It's great to hear your voice.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Be well.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Teresa.
Okay.
Teresa DeFore, News 8. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Look who's here in studio.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's not on a phone.
He does exist.
Oh, hello.
I'm tired of being made fun of when I'm not here.
So now we do it to your face.
Yeah, I was going to say, now we have to do it while you're here. Yeah,
right. I guess last week I didn't listen. I sent you the file, and then you made fun. I screwed up some word, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Monopoly.
Yeah,
you flubbered.
Yeah. Do you think I'm gonna re-record? Like, you get it once.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm surprised you sent that.
Right.
I'm surprised you didn't re-record.
But I'm so glad you did.
No, you get one take.
That's it.
Yeah, I do one take, and I say, okay, we're good.
Yeah, you're not a perfectionist.
All right, here's the flubble from last week.
I get it. Monopoly's 3 hours.
That's a good one, though.
Monopoly. Yeah. You made it too long and everything. Monopoly.
I listened to it to make sure it's not distorted. So I listened to the first 10 seconds, and then I say, send. We're on to breakfast.
Right, exactly right.
Things are right.
People say.
But yeah, today I'm here live to do this the right way.
What's it like being a radio operations manager or vice president of programming now, today, in this new world?
Oh, it's just so wacky. Like, everything's been, you know, you guys are here. Some of the other morning shows are here. But it's trying to keep in touch with everybody else. That's the thing. I was on a sales meeting with our, like, 20 salespeople via Zoom yesterday. So
it's a lot of squares.
It's a lot of squares, and you don't know who to look at. And it's just trying to keep in touch with everybody to make sure everybody knows what's going on, that they still feel like they're a part of everything. Like, we have our four promotions people, like Drew that you talk about, that have been at home since the beginning of March.
Yikes.
So it's emails, it's texts, you know, it's stuff like that, just to make sure you don't feel disconnected. Like, you feel connected. You're here. You're part of it. Seems like a regular day.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody like Drew, you haven't talked to anybody in six weeks.
Right. We haven't seen him. He did this, right?
You know, so it's real weird. And just to make sure that we're doing the right things, this thing we're doing with FSB and Stefanowski on Tuesday is a great example of what can we do to help promote and be a part of something that helps people. So that's a real good thing. We're trying to do stuff like that kind of every week, you know?
I'm looking at, you know, my calendar yesterday and looking at all the stuff I had every weekend.
Right.
And it's all gone. And then Lori emailed me, are we still on for the stand-up for veterans? It's early June. I said, I don't think so.
Yeah. Right. It seems unlikely. You know, and we're talking about all those things. Every radio station we have has events in June. So, you know, it seems like June, we'll see. But, like, everything in May basically is canceled.
It's gone, yeah.
I mean, we're in Memorial Day parades and we're not in. You know, think about all the things we do as radio stations. We're not in any of those things.
Yeah.
It's just so, it's so odd. And we can't do the things that we really like to do, which is go to concerts and go to runs and go to charity events.
Hangouts.
Like, we're doing none of those things.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Well, your videos on your personal Instagram have been very entertaining.
TikTok dances, yes.
Yeah, so then I have two little kids. So, you know, I'm trying to homeschool them on my days. So they're with my ex-wife some days and they're with me some days. So, but there are a lot, like I've said before, there are a lot of hours in the day.
Yeah, homeschooling them on movies and cheesecakes.
Right, so what's
cheesecake yesterday?
Yesterday we made a cheesecake video. Once we hit like 6 o'clock, I am out of things to talk about and to do. So it becomes TikTok videos and we're just eating.
U2 live album.
Right. Yeah, we listened to all of U2's Bad yesterday.
Oh, great.
Every day I try to play them a song that I think they should know that's important, and they do not care about that.
Yeah.
They are so leaving the house. Yeah,
it's like us.
Right. So it's like at 5 o'clock, like, okay, we're going to listen to one of the most important rock songs ever. And then they're like, cool. And then I try to show them the video if there's a video. They just want to make TikTok videos.
Going to Wake College,
now
definitely.
For Boss Keith's top five.
Okay, top five things I'm going to do when this is all over.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so number five is smoke a cigar. So I don't really smoke cigars.
Oh.
And they tell you you're not supposed to smoke cigars right now, by the way.
But
I don't know if you've heard that, because it like affects your lungs and you're supposed
to
be really careful.
Anything.
Yeah, you're not supposed to smoke at all.
You tell me now, really?
But that makes me want to smoke them more. When they tell you not to do something, it just makes it's the forbidden fruit.
Yeah, now you want
to
do it?
So so when this is open, AJ, I'm going to come to your like garage dungeon or wherever you do things in that house. We're going to smoke cigars.
Mouse.
Yeah, but all of you, come on.
Right, we'll both take our shoes off. We'll have those weird martinis that you have and smoke big cigars.
Cigar circle.
Take
my
foot selfies.
My shoes are on. My shoes are on. It's a garage.
Number four, I'm going to hug everyone. I'm not a hugger in real life. I mostly do half hugs, but after this, it's hug city. Everyone's going
to
get
a hug.
Nipple to nipple.
I have a feeling you won't.
Nope, a lot of hugs, Chaz. You're getting one. I'm going to wrap you up.
That's when you're still like 6 inches apart, Ash, and then you just tap the person on the back of your hands.
That or it's like the one hand, handshake, and then like you tap the back of the shoulder.
I'm an all-in hugger.
No, he's talking nipple to nipple.
Yeah, I'm fully in. I'm going to embrace you.
Face lick?
Yeah. No. Well, it depends who you
if
are.
If you want to, yeah.
It depends how that night with AJ goes.
Yeah. After my martini.
Ooh, interesting.
Number three, I'm going to go out every night. Every night. I generally don't do anything during the week. I go home, I watch TV, I read, I go to bed. Right. Not anymore. When this is over, I am out every night for the summer. So let's say it's over in June. I'm going to go out every night in July and August.
July, August.
Yes, every night.
Nice.
No more. Like Sunday nights, I like to like rest or whatever. No.
Yeah, me too.
I've rested enough. This
That's
is
it.
Enough.
You're done.
I'm
We're all
out
going
every
out.
Night.
We're all going out. Yep.
Because I got to make up for all the days that I've
Lost
missed
time.
This year.
Right.
Yeah. The world missed you.
Right. They have. So I can't look back at 2020 and say like, oh, what a bum year. I didn't do anything. Oh, no. From, you know, July to December, I did everything.
You're catching up.
Yeah. That's
so
happening.
He judges how much life you have left by how many Saturday nights you have.
Right, and I've wasted.
Really?
This is true.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
About
that.
So I have like 1,700 Saturdays left if the average man dies at 73. So I need to reclaim those Saturdays on maybe a Wednesday in the middle of July.
I love it.
That's my plan. Number two, I'm going to go back to washing my hands for 5 seconds. Instead of 20 seconds.
Yeah.
My hands, and you guys must have the same, are so dry and terrible. And they say you're supposed to wear gloves with Vaseline in them to bed, which I will never, ever
never.
Do.
No.
So when this is over, back to 5 hand-second washing, like
nice.
The good old days.
Use lotion. Here you go.
Right. I don't like lotion. I don't like sticky things on my hands. I hate all this. And the number one thing I'm going to do when this is all over is I'm going to talk to everyone. Right? I say this as my New Year's resolution every year.
Didn't he say he's going to walk into business
every
morning? Every
day.
This
that
year was
like
the push-ups.
That was 3 days.
It was 2 days.
Yeah. You're going to do 100 push-ups.
Yep, okay. I'm doing all those things. I'm going to come into work. I'm going to high-five the salespeople. I'm going to chat with anybody
and
who wants to
out
chat.
Every night? This is over in 3 weeks.
No, nope.
This is
all
happening. No energy.
Keep this.
Yes.
This top five needs to
please.
Be replayed.
June 27th. I'll be out, and I'll be in high-fiving.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.